what we did was we sought to have a word with Hildegard Nocton, the Minister for Education. And she's there to represent us all and to be truthful. And it's very, very difficult to meet with these people anymore. We find that the representatives will not speak to you. They're surrounded by, they're protected. They come before the election and they're going to do everything for you and they ask for your vote. But then after they're elected, they will not speak to you. And that's really for most of the elected politicians. And it's a very sad way we're going. And then, you know, when you seek to meet with them, oh, you're pushed away. Those protecting her are just surrounding you. They're blocking you. So it's very, very frustrating. And in this situation now, Hildegard Nocton had nominated to the Disciplinary Appeal Panel. She should have nominated a person who was unbiased and totally independent. But she nominated to the Disciplinary Appeal Panel. It's very frustrating for Enoch Burke. He's in a small cell today. He's there for almost 2 years now. And, you know, we can talk about those who are, you know, on flotillas and everything else. And we're a wonderful country. We're very concerned about all these people. But we're not concerned for a young man, an excellent school teacher, genuine, sincere, did his work very well. Nobody disputes that. But he's locked in a prison cell for 2 years. And, you know, I want to say that not one politician across the country has ever come to us and shaken our hands and said, I don't agree with you. But I'm sorry, they've never come near us.